Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all Amazon Alexa devices. Soon to be syndicated on Spotify and Blog Talk Radio. Whee! This is your hostess with the most, is Jennifer DeVoe, and this show is being produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. I don't know who those people are, but they're really fucking awesome. Anyway, here's my co-host, business partner, and life partner, and a.k.a. the husband, James Muse, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. Shadow Man. What up to Sonya? What?
How you doing?
What up to Sasha George?
What up, Sasha? What hey. Up,
what up, Dilly, what up, Dilly Briggs?
Dilly.
What up? Let's see who else. We got a bunch of people we could say what up to. Sonya Harley, Dr. Frankie. What up to our buddies from Slant, our buddies from Orgy. All kinds of people. We have been busy fucking bees lately.
What's happening? How you doing?
Very, very busy, busy. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You having a good day?
Yeah. Spending it with you. It's lovely. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Van glory spliffitis.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You gotta lie to the fucking guests. Anyway,
I'm not lying.
I'm just kidding. I'm being an ass. Anywho, we've been very busy, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
As of late. We are judges, official judges, for the Vans Warped Tour 2018. Unfortunately, I believe this is going to be the last year of the Vans Warped Tour, but we're doing the Battle for Vans Warped Tour. So go to the Battle for Vans Warped Tour page on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I believe there's also on Twitter and Instagram. Go to check out Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. He is putting on this event, also Acropolis Music Group, so you can check them out at Acropolis RPM on Facebook. You can also find Youngblood Productions on Facebook. Go check them out. Go check out Nathan Young's new band, Fate Destroyed. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check them out. Francesca Destruct from Fate Destroyed, and we had Ben Levy, and we've done some interviews and things. We'll play that in a little bit. You know, we've got new radio drops, new things and stuff, so in store. So, you know, it's going to be a good time. And we've been to a lot of great shows lately. Let's see. So, speaking of Youngblood Productions, and we're judges for Vans Warped Tour. The battle for the bands. Right now, we're in round two in all of our different locations. There's the MTL in Riverside. They have the grounds or something. I don't know. There's a bunch of different venues. A bunch. They've got something going on in Santa Ana. They got stuff going on in Anaheim. Right. They got stuff going on, I'll say, Riverside, Pomona. And we have been covering and being judges for and working the production for the Vans Warped Tour Battle for, you know, Battle for the Bands. So we're judges for that. That was last Tuesday. I actually ran the event.
Yay!
Thank you, Nathan Young, for putting your trust in me, Jenny. Jenny, it's Real Talk from the Block. You know, Jenny's Real Talk.
Yeah, thank you, Nathan. All that.
Thank you so much for giving us, for, you know, actually, thank you for, for letting me be now part of the Youngblood production team. Well, actually, he asked you too.
Oh.
If you would like to become a part of the Youngblood production team.
Indubitably.
So, okay. So, well, I guess JJ's on board. Nathan, if you're watching this, JJ's on fucking board. So
I'm on fucking board.
He's on fucking board. You know, so we got, yeah. Anyway. So I ran the event last Tuesday. There's some really great stuff going on. What was it? Lost Puppy won that one, yeah. I believe. Yeah. Lost Puppy won last Tuesday. Who was the winner of this fucking... Akasha. Forget that fucking one. Okay. Oh, yeah. So you need to go to my Facebook page, Jennifer DeVoe. Or you can also see it on the Youngblood Productions page. And I believe Rock Rage Radio also. It was on there. Go check out. It'll be like you go to Akasha, AKASHA, and you'll find it on their page. It's a video that we did last Thursday. From the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Akasha was the winner of last Thursday's show. And Jenny was a little more involved with that than normal. It's called Akasha. Thank you to our friend Sarah and the whole band and all your friends for letting me be part of that whole thing. I shout out to Akasha. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you all of you. Thank you so much. And they played a song on stage. I don't even know what the name of the song was, to tell you the truth, but it was really good. They played great music. I love those guys. And they totally fucking blew the doors off the Five Star Bar last fucking Friday, Thursday night. It was crazy. But anyway, so they threw down a challenge. They said if anybody had the balls to get up on stage and sing with them, you know, then you would be a badass motherfucker, basically. And they sing like, like kind of screamo, like really hardcore, you know, metal. It's, you know, hardcore shit. So so Jenny was running the door Thursday night. And Jenny had Heath from the Five Star Bar. Shout out to Heath and all that you do for us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything that you do for us.
Heath is the coolest.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I hope you know we're going to be there Saturday night.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been informed or not, Heath. And I don't know if you're watching the fucking show, but we're going to be there Saturday night, the 26th. Just letting you know. It's round two. Anyway, so last Thursday, Jenny had Heath watch the Money Box, and she went on stage and sang with Akasha. So this 45-year-old bitch sang on stage with a fucking hardcore metal band. It was fun. And
singing.
Okay, it wasn't really singing, but it was fun.
I mean,
whatever. I did a harmony thing.
You did what you did, but it wasn't really singing.
No, it was good though.
What would you call that?
I sang a harmony part. I don't know.
What would you call that?
I didn't know what to say, so I just sang some random words. But, you know, like motherfucker and shit like that. I don't goddamn know. It was funny. But Nathan and Pac-Man and Roland Banks, thank you.
Yeah.
What up, Roland? What's up? And what up, Pac-Man?
Hell yeah.
From Crazy Town. Well, Roland's from Crazy Town. And then Roland Banks and Pac-Man are from Bang Rock.
Yeah.
Bangroc. Go check them out. They were Battle of the Bands judges last Tuesday and Thursday as well. Thank you. Shout out to them. We had a great time. Okay, I had a fun time on there. And
we always
maybe,
have fun
and,
at the Five
and
Star
maybe
Bar.
Maybe Akasha will humor this old lady and let her sing with them on their album and on stage. That'd be cool. I mean, actually sing, though. Like, I can actually sing. That's the funny thing.
I would, suggest people come to the second round of Battle of the Bands.
Yes, come out this Saturday night, May 26th. Battle of the Bands it's Battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. Go check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm trying to think of who's going to be there. I know Jabbermouth is going to be there, and there's some other ones. I'll look up the poster. I have a poster. I'll look it up.
I'll say it's better to go now than the preliminary rounds because the bands are better.
It's round two. So at this point, a lot of...
It's going to be better.
I didn't want to say... I was going to say a lot of the crap has been sifted out, but I don't want to say... I don't want to say that. That's mean because there were some really good bands that just... happen to not win. It's not their fault. It is what it is. Some of the bands were a little better. You know what I mean? And there were some really good bands. What was it? Fallen Fury was really good. There's been some really good bands over the period.
I didn't say all of them were bad.
No, there was some really good ones that just didn't happen to win.
Some of them that lost. And they lost by like a point.
By a couple points. Yeah. It was very close, some of them. So... there were some really good bands. It is what it is. And the other bands have moved on to round two. Satanic Johnny is going to be playing May 27th, this Sunday, May 27th in Pomona.
Okay.
It's a day show, and they want us to come out. So I don't know. I don't know if we can do that. It's during the day. It's from 2 to 6 p.m. So we might be able to go to Pomona and come back and not have any issues because it's early. See what I'm saying?
We'll see if we can work it out.
But anyway, that'd be cool. But Satanic Johnny invited us to come out. They said please. They said please come because it's Satanic Johnny, and they want us to root for them.
And like that name.
Yes, and they're going to be on the show June 27th. So be checking out Wednesday, June 27th. Satanic Johnny will be on the show, and they aired with the Katie Ashley episode. Speaking of Katie Ashley,
Katie Ashley at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Right.
LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Yeah, that was Hector and Katie Ashley from Katie Ashley. And Hector is also in Satanic Johnny. He is now their official drummer, and he came out in a banana out costume. That was fucking awesome. That was hardcore.
Right.
And that band, seriously, swear to God, they really remind me of, I mean, the lead singer especially, Moses really does remind me of like Eddie Vedder from fucking Pearl Jam. So you know, that's a really good thing. We love that. So let's see, we've been down to see a lot of shows lately. We saw Orgy, we saw Slant opened Slant for them. That was a great show. And there's been some really great bands. Shout out to Scum Love, our buddy. Hopefully I'm trying to get him on the show. Trying to get Toddy from Dead Girls Corporation, Dead Girls Corps, on the show. So that'd be cool. And then we have some other great bands that we're in the process of booking. We just booked Lost Puppy for August 15th. I have some other bands that we've been booking. Oh, sorry, no, Ba Ram You is going to be on August 15th. Excuse me. Pardon me. It's going to be September 15th. That it's going to be Lost Puppy.
Okay.
So in September, you'll see Lost Puppy. But we got a lot of great bands that we're in the process of booking. We also have authors coming on the show. So I just want you to think that it's just music. We have a lot of different stuff. We try to keep it we try to shake it up. We try to have different things, try to have different types of music. So if you're a band, you're an author, you're a company, you're an artist, you're a musician, you're whatever you are, a director of a movie, you're producing something, you've got something big going on, and you are about to release it, or you just released it, or something, give us a call. You know, let us know what you want to do. 818-406-1742, 818-406-1742. Hit us up. We are always interested in new and interesting projects. But we have a lot of bands from the Battle of the Bands. They're different types of music. We got a little bit of ska. We got some punk. We got some funk. We got some heavy metal. We got some hard rock, classic rock. We got a little bit of everything. So we like diversified. We like different things on Jenny's World Talk of the Block. And speaking of different stuff, last week we had author Laurel Ann Hill from The Engine Woman's Light. Thank you so much, Laurel Ann Hill, for sending us the book that we featured on last week's episode. Thank you so much. We just got this in the mail today, and we wanted to show our listeners. Shout out to Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau, Black Chateau Enterprises. Thank you so much for all that you do for us. So shout out to Desiree Duffy, and thank you for yet another author.
Thank you.
Yay. Next month is going to be, I believe, Harley, and he wrote a It's like a gamer's book, like a gamer's type of a thing. Like if you were like in that game Badlands or something.
Oh, a video game.
Yeah, it's kind of like okay. that. But it's in a book format. Oh. It's interesting. It looks. I would love to read it, though. I just haven't had time. I'm a busy bitch, so it is what it is. But we're I'm working on training some people on doing some radio stuff.
Yeah,
like Billy Stevens, I'm going to be working with him, and working with some Ed Duarte. Thank you from he's got a new show, Controlling Transmission, I believe it is Controlling Transmission, on Rock Ridge Radio. And he's also on another radio station. I'll have to look it up. Shout out to Ed. Shout out to, like I said, Pac-Man, Roland Banks, Nathan Young. Who else? We got a bunch of people. Shout out to a bunch of people. We are going to hopefully be putting on our own concerts and events very shortly, because we're working with some bands and maybe some venues. And hopefully we can get that going within the next month or two. So things are lots of fun, exciting things are happening. And let's see.
That's one of our dreams.
Yes. And
put on stuff, putting on shows and stuff like that.
Exactly. Oh, and thank you to Allison Cohen from MBM Music LLC.com. So MBM Music LLC, for all your music, all your band needs. She, Allison Cohen, is a rock journalist. She could write a featured article on you in some of the magazines that she publishes in. So a lot, like rock magazines. So you can check that out. And then also, she is a PR person for bands, artists, musicians, anything like that. Anything to do with the rock industry. If you're a band, you need PR, you need just a little bit of help to boost yourself up there a little more so you have more publicity, more notices. She'll get you on our show, you know what I mean? She's had Katie Ashley on our show. She has also had, who else? We've had other people. I know it's right here, it's right here, it's right here, it's right here. Damn it, what am I doing? I can't even find it. Damn
you
it.
Will.
I know. Rob. Lit Soul. Lit Soul. We had Lit Soul on the show.
Yes.
So we have had some of her artists, her bands on featured on our show. So we are always looking to work with different PR people, different people in the industry. So let us know if you have somebody that you are, you're publicizing, you're a PR person.
If you're a painter. For anything,
just let us know.
Painter, sculptor, maybe?
Well, I'm talking about PR people that have people that they represent that they want to put on our show. So see, that's another avenue for getting guests, is publishers and publicists and all that stuff. So, but we've covered a lot of shows. We just covered Saturday Night. Thank you. Speaking of Allison Cohen, this is where I was going with that. Saturday Night, we won tickets. One tickets from Allison to go see Stephen Piercy of Rat. So a really incredible show. But who we were there to actually see was Angelus. And you can go to Jennifer DeVoe page, Jennifer DeVoe, my page on Facebook, to see the video of Angelus. So if you're an Angelus fan, here in the LA area, you're LA Angelus, you want to go check out the video, go check it out on my page on Facebook. We filmed that, and then, let's see, Angel City Rockers were there. They've been on our show in the past, last year. Shout out to Alex, shout out to Tommy Delaney. So lots of stuff going on, lots of stuff. But here is a little interview that we did, with Francesca Destruct and Ben Levy from, Fate Destroyed. And Nathan was not there that night. I'm just kidding. Nathan Young. All right, here is the interview. Enjoy, and we'll be back.
Hey, this is Jenny from Jenny's Real Rock and Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, as well as, like I said, Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. And we're here at the world-famous Whiskey A Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. We're here to see such bands as the Octobrists, We're here to see I Am Demure, as well as our buddies from Slant. And everybody's from Scum Love, who is direct support for the ones we're really, really here to see, and that's Orgy. Go check out Orgy Music, but we're here right now with some awesome people from a band called Fate Destroyed. And we're here with lead singer Francesca Destruct. I just like saying her name, Francesca Destruct. Sunday. No, I'm kidding. And Ben Levy. I got to pronounce it correctly, you know what I'm saying? Ben Levy, the drummer from Fate Destroyed. We are here about to have a rocking good time. I know we're all excited to see the show tonight, but we're just as excited, and if not more excited, to be here with Fate Destroyed. And get to talk to you guys about your upcoming projects, your upcoming shows, and a little bit about the band and what's going on with it. Let's ask a little bit of thing. So where did you guys come up with the name Fate Destroyed? What led you to that name?
Well, I think it sort of came from feeling like you don't have to be, the fate doesn't have to be predetermined for you. Like, the circumstances that you grew up in, whatever has happened to you previously in your life, whatever you have been through, you don't have to succumb to that fate. You can destroy that and rise above it and do something different, whatever you want. The world is yours to create, however you want to do it. So that's where it came from.
I like that. It's a good answer. We like bands that have really unique and you know, just names that stand out. You know, and I think Fate Destroyed really stands out. I really do, as a name. And I think you guys have a great look. You know, from your pictures on your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that kind of thing. Where can people find you when they go online?
Our singles out everywhere, so anywhere you listen to music, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music,
Deezer, Google Play.
And what's the name of your song? You forgot to mention
that part. Break Free.
Break Free, which just debuted and premiered on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yeah.
LA Talk Radio, Channel 1,
and
Heart Radio. We were the first one to play
it
on Wednesday, May 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
It was the day that bitch came out. We love it. Break Free was a great sound. And like I said, it's a great song, has a great sound. And when I was on the, during the interview with Francesca a couple weeks ago, it was like a week and a half ago, on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, we talked about the song, and we talked about the video, and when it was going to be released, and you know, just some things about.
We have an update on when the video's going to be released.
Yeah, do you know when the video's going to be released?
Yeah, we plan on releasing the video on May 31st.
I like that, May 31st. It's awesome when bands have dates and, you know, deadlines like everyone else. Because, you know, even if it runs slowly in the, you know, the concert world sometimes, you know, 45 minutes behind. I'm going on at 10:30. Bullshit. You're going on at 11:15. Who are you fucking lying to? I mean, seriously, let's just get it right, you know? Let's just be honest about it. That's why the show's, you know, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. And the other show is Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. So we're going to be featuring this interview on both shows. So that way, you know, you guys get an extra little piece out there. Right now, we're broadcasting live on Spreaker. So this is going out to iHeartRadio and iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and Amazon Alexa. Soon to be on Spotify.
Kill the game.
So you guys will be on all of that.
Well, thank you.
Yes, we like that. Now, how long has this band been together?
Well, the first version of this project I started in about 2016 or so. We played a couple of shows, but at the time I was really sort of in a place in my life where I wasn't focused enough on anything in particular. But I made some changes in my life, and in 2017 I filmed a music video with Matt Zane, and I put the teaser out and put the call out that, hey, you know, this is my project, this is what it'll be like, and looking for members. Johnny Law, my guitar player, he's been with me since the first version of the band. And after I put the teaser up, my previous drummer suggested Ben, which was a godsend. And yeah, so Nathan, our bass player, he was suggested to me by a friend, and we just auditioned some new guitar players, so I think we found who we're going to use. And so, yeah, so things are going really great.
I like that. Things are coming together. And you got a song out now, so, you know, that was worldwide debuts recently. Yeah, so we like that. Break Free, so be on the lookout for that song by Fate Destroyed. The video will be out May 31st. The song just got released on, was it Google Play, Spotify, and Reverb Nation, iTunes, on May 3rd. It premiered on Days We'll Talk on the Block.
It's doing great. We're like up to number 24 in the it's doing pretty well. You know, like within a week we've gotten to like number 24 in the Reverb Nation charts for LA, and it's climbing. And our teaser has a bunch of views, and it seems like people are starting to get excited, which of course gets us excited. You know, it makes us work that much harder to make sure everything that we put out is like top quality. And so, I mean, it's the first time I've ever debuted my voice to the world. Like, I've always been a bass player. That's always been my groove. I've always been able to be quiet and like play my instrument and not worry about that, but it's like a really vulnerable and exciting experience to be a lead singer, because there's not that barrier, and it's like this is my voice and these are my words and these are my feelings, and so I'm just like putting it out there. So it's crazy, but it's exciting that people are responding to it positively. So,
well, it's kind of like Tom Petty, or Free Falling.
Yeah, or Free Falling.
Rest his soul, R.I.P. Tom Petty. Anyway,
it's too soon. It's too soon.
Anyway, so we're with, like I said, Fate Destroyed. We're at the world famous Whiskey a Go Go in West Hollywood, California.
It's crazy to think, and like Jim Morrison was like in last room.
Yeah, Jim Morrison was in this room. So many people: Motley Crue, Poison, you know, Metallica, you name it. Guns N' Roses, they've all played here. Like any band that's ever been a real band that's played in the LA scene has played in this damn venue. Or the Roxy, or the Rainbow Bar and Grill, or the Viper Room.
Viper Room is dope.
So those are all, you know, good venues to play if you're in LA. Tons of other ones, though. Check out Hollywood. Lots of great venues there. And when we start throwing our own concerts and events, we'd love for you guys to be a part of that. Once you're ready, you know, to take the stage. I was telling my listeners last week that you guys, that you, especially as a singer, remind me of either Maria Brink from In This Moment, yeah, and as well as Amy Lee from Evanescence. You have like a very like that kind of a sound, and it's refreshing to see somebody new coming out, you know, that sounds, it has a fresh sound like that. What do you feel about that? And as far as your sound goes, what are you expecting to be like on stage? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, to be honest, I was a little bit concerned before we put out the single and as we've been working on the CP, because I feel like I was honestly legitimately concerned that maybe the sound would be a little too retro for today's crowd, because it is kind of a throwback to the Amy Lee Evanescence days. It is in a way a throwback to Nine Inch Nails and those bands that were so meaningful and important to me, because that's what I grew up with. But I think it has just the right mix of contemporary stuff and aggression and awesome guitar stuff that it balances it out. And so,
yeah, because I hate most of that stuff. So what I'm putting down has nothing to do with that. So.
you don't like any of that kind of music at all? What's your thing, Ben? What kind of stuff, you know, drives you?
Mostly progressive, death metal.
Ooh.
Some regular progressive metal. Mostly, I mean, for this band, mostly bands like Tool, Mudvayne, Lamb of God.
Yeah. All good. All good.
Trivium.
all good bands.
One day I hope that I can do something like that.
Those are all good bands.
I want to open for Trivium. That would be
pretty cool, huh? There's a lot of great bands to open up for, though.
So hopefully, you know, with multiple influences, we're going to bring out something new, you know, new energy for the world.
We like that.
Scum love.
It's scum love. What up, scum love?
He looks better in tight really unfortunate.
That's kind of scary. She's saying a scum love looks better in tights than her. And I think that's a lie, though. I'm sorry, but I can't imagine that being the case. I really can't imagine that being the case at all, but, you know. Yeah, I was like, who's this Francesca chick? Oh, no, just wait till you meet her. I said, from the picture, she looks like a hot white chick. You know, so that's always a plus. It's a plus. I'm just saying. We rode down here, you know, and I had to pass the crazy girls, you know, in Seventh Vale, and then the body shop. So, you know. We love it. Right? Yeah. I mean, we've all been there. Yeah. Some of us. Well, okay, some of us.
Some of us more than others.
That's very true. And I know nothing about any of these places or where they're located. Anywho. So.
They would have gone away here.
So what do you guys see coming up for yourselves as far as projects, or you have any... like thoughts on shows? I mean, I know you're going to release the video May 31st. You guys thinking about like when you're going to start playing, or when you have some kind of a release date for an EP? You have anything coming up?
We do. We do have an EP that we are currently working on in the studio. It's getting pretty close to completion. And when's it going to come out, Ben? I don't remember.
July 31st.
He likes something about that 31st shit. I don't know what that is.
It's the end of the month. You know what? It's because everybody got paid then. No, I'm just kidding.
No. The first, see, when everybody gets their welfare checks. And the SSI payments. I'm sorry. The first and the third of the month. I'm sorry, that was just wrong. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
I'm sorry to mean something you feel like.
I just had to go there. Don't forget those GR payments, anywhere from the second to the first to the tenth. And food stamps. Anyway, sorry, I'm just kidding. That's good. Anyway, like I said, we're at the world famous Whiskey A Go Go in West Hollywood, California. We're having way too much fun. We're here with Fate Destroyed. We're hanging out with lead singer Francesca Destruct, as well as drummer Ben Levy. We're having a lot of fun when the levee breaks.
This is the first time I've ever heard him shut the hell up. It's amazing. We got
wrong. You know, when the levee breaks. That's an awesome Led Zeppelin song. But not spelled the same, but still, you know, it could go there.
That's a beautiful song.
So do you guys have like a certain look for your stage like presence? What are you thinking as far as, I mean, I know you said something about spitting fire or some shit, and that sounds fucking awesome. You thinking you're gonna do that? Because that'd be hot.
Oh, for sure, I'll breathe fire. It's a lot of fun. And the cool thing is like, since I've done it for so many years, I have that. Like, there's actually, like, fire insurance, fire performers insurance, and
nice.
I have that.
Fuck yeah.
So I have them covered up to 2 million, just in case you want me to burn fire in your building.
Oh, shit.
But I've never burned anything down. I have taken my bangs off once.
Oh, shit.
But I have never burned anything down. Nothing important.
She burned her. Fuck it. She burned her bangs off. That's fucking awful. Well, that's not awesome, but it's funny at the same time. I'm sorry for your pain, but it's
why
funny.
Why do you think it's blonde?
Nice. I love it. So have you ever burned your bangs off then?
Yeah, I actually lost my bangs about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I can see. If you can't see what the fuck's going on right now, Ben is bald, as is my husband.
What are you doing?
Nothing wrong. We like the bald men. It's okay.
Bald men are better than
bald. I'm going to have to go with you on that one. We're going to run with that one. Yeah, so. Scum Love's over here taking off his fucking face paint.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know what's going on either. I mean, we'll help you putting that shit back on because you got to perform later, right? I don't know. Anyway, like I said, we're here with Fate Destroyed. And so all the members, let's see, we've got Ben Levy on drums. We've got Francesca Destruct on lead singer. Let's see, Nathan Young. Or did you say Nathan Young?
Nathan Young.
Nathan Youngblood on bass. said narrowing it down to a guitarist.
Yeah, we'll make
it down. So you're going through like round two or something, battle of the
guitar players.
Battle for Fate Destroyed. Battle for Van's Warped Tour. We have to battle for Fate Destroyed to be the guitarist. So is this the four?
No, we match.
That's the four?
We're
working on the fifth.
So Johnny Ross on guitar. So you have two guitars, one bass, one drums, and one guitar. Okay, I like it. Five person band. Because, you know, five is better than four. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know. All right, we're going to wrap this up. But this is Jennifer DeVoe, your hostess with the mostest from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, as well as Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. And we've been here today with Fate Destroyed.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys so much. And it was great.
Thanks for having us. Bye. How
are you? All right, we're out of here. We'll talk to you fucking later. Bye.
Oh, no, I was just here.
And we're back.
Hello.
What's up? You can check us out on their Facebook page. I have us on our Facebook page. Well, mine anyway. Let's see. What? I don't know what you're trying to ask me, buddy. I don't know Spanish, so you should out of luck on that one. And something about hospital shit and taking my man. Man, I can't help you with money. I'm a poor bitch. You don't even want to know where the fuck I live. Anyway, my nickname is Black Girl for a reason. So, I'm a heavy metal singer. I'm a judge for Battle for Vans Warped Tour.
Yep.
I'm a radio DJ. Yep. Hey, what up, Anxious Annie? I hope to have you guys on our show really soon. I'm working on it. What up, Ben Levy? We just played the video. We just played the interview for you and Francesca.
What's up?
On Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio. Share the video. Everybody share. Share away. We just played. It's free. It's not going to cost you a fucking penny. We're on goddamn Facebook. I mean, come on. Until they start paying, you know, charging us money. But here's a little something from one of our friends.
Hey, this is Carlton from the band Orgy, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Ooh, yeah. We love our buddies.
This is heavy metal band Fracture, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
This is Mike Albert, formerly of Megadeth, Mike Albert Project. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, Heart Radio.
Hey, this is rock star Sonia Harley, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. Mwah!
That one's better. I like that one better than the last one we had for her. And here's some more people.
This is Michael McBay of Soul Rising, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
This is Eric Jeffries.
This is Joe Drock.
From the Hard Way, you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio 1 and iHeart Radio. Rock on.
Rock on.
Rock on.
What's up? This is Dirty Davo from Dirty Machine, and you've been listening to
Dirty
Jenny's
Davo.
Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio.
They're going to be playing. Yes, Dirty Davo. They're going to be playing at the Lucky Strike Bowling Alley, really awesome concert venue, actually, in Hollywood. Corner of Hollywood and Highland at Lucky Strike Bowling. Go check it out. I believe it's June 3rd. It's a free show. Ain't going to cost you a fucking penny to go. And you can go see Dirty Machine. I'm not sure who they're playing with, but it's going to be at Lucky Strike. Go check them out. You never know. They could go on early, so I got to check out the time and make sure. I'll be back later. Go watch the Facebook page on, go watch our LA Talk Radio Facebook page And, you know, OJ, what up, James Jazz Dillon? We just talked about you. In fact, here we go. Hold on. I'm looking for you. Here you go.
This is Killset, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Yeah! See, through the Facebook page on LA Talk Radio, their Facebook page, you can actually listen to the songs, hear the callers, hear the interviews, hear everything that we play through the board, on the through the soundboard. So go over. Here we go. Anxious Annie is playing at Malone's on Friday with a group of cool bands for the Duke Collins Memorial event in Santa Ana. Okay, so go to Malone's this Friday. What time you guys playing? You guys got on a specific time? I know you're watching me right now, so just put it on there. You know. Anyway, so go see Anxious Annie at Malone's this Friday. So that's for the Duke Collins Memorial event in Santa Ana. So go check that out. Also, go check out Sticky Doll is playing May 25th this Friday. Also, go check that out if you're in the Long Beach area. They're going to be at the Black Light District Bar. So go check that out. I'm not sure what the time they go on, but get over there. Okay, so these are the guys play. These are who's playing with Anxious Annie at Malone's this Friday. Motor Gun Hotel, Tim Saxton Band, Anger the Giant. Okay. And then Anxious Annie goes on at 9:50 p.m. So go check out at 9:50 p.m. Go check out Anxious Annie at Malone's in Santa Ana. Okay, cool. Awesome. And then, like I said, go check out if you're in the Long Beach area, because Long Beach is not anywhere near, you know, Santa Ana. they're nowhere near each other, I don't think, anywhere. I don't believe they are. No, I don't think so.
30, 40 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Like, so there's different areas. So if you're in the Santa Ana-ish area over there, go see Anxious Annie at Malone's.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in the Long Beach area, go see Sticky Doll play at Blacklight District Bar in Long Beach. So go check that out. So it's this Friday. So lots of good stuff going on this Friday, this weekend. Again, go check out myself, Jenny, and JJ, the wonderful, a.k.a. the husband. We will be at the Five Star Bar in I need to go check out Blacklight. But go check us out this Friday. If you would like Anxious Annie, actually Saturday night, if you want to come on down. Ooh, you Sticky Doll. I can't wait. I would love to see them. Anxious Annie, if any of you guys want to come on down this Saturday, I'll get you guys in free May 26th. Come check us out this Saturday at the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. We've got the Battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. Being put on by Youngblood Productions, as well as Acropolis Music Group, Rock Rage Radio. Go check out my other radio show on Friday nights at 5 p.m. That's 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That would be 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rock Rage Radio. So go to rockrageradio.com, and I think it's like an app that you can download. And you can listen to Jenny's Real Rock, R-A-W-K, every Friday night. I've been a little behind on my show, so I'm a jackass. I really need to get more done. I'm wearing too many hats. I'm the website designer, the graphic designer, the radio host, the booker of people.
I do it all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. So
you're a woman of many, many hats.
I have to be, because, you know, we're business owners. So go check out Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC, on Facebook. Go check us out. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio. We are syndicated on, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, as well as Amazon Alexa devices.
Amazon Alexa.
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 Such a jackass.
Devices.
We only got like 6 minutes? Six minutes left in our broadcast. So we're going to keep on. We're going to keep rolling this one out. But I got a little
roll.
Thing.
Did somebody say roll?
You had me there. I mean, I'm saying it made me think of weed. Sorry. Yes, rolls, wraps, blunts, bongs, hand pipes, whatever you fucking got. Smoke went up for Jenny.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the studio right now and I can't smoke.
Yeah.
Until I get the fuck outside. And I need to charge up my fucking, I really need to charge up my vape pen because it's dead and it needs to charge. So anyway.
You got an outlet right there.
Not right now. I don't have time. I'm on the air, baby. You know, I can't do everything. Especially not.
They understand.
I don't give a fuck. Anyway, Anxious Annie. Like I said, anyone else wants to come on down? Five Star Bar, downtown Los Angeles, this Saturday night, May 26th. Show starts about, doors open about 7 o'clock. People start rolling in usually around 7:38. Bands check in about 8 o'clock. I think bands check in at 7. We've got round 2. So come check us out.
Listen to some good music.
Yes. Let's see. Hold on. I'm not even sure. 1 second. Go to our goddamn LA Talk Radio channel page and and do that and watch us. Yeah, we're out. On our Facebook page, I was telling our people, you know, I'm fucking out right now. Sorry, I gotta go check out this information. So let's see. I do have the information about I'm looking for it on my Facebook page. I hate this shit when I'm trying to find it in conversations. Yes, there we go. So this Saturday is going to be talk to them about something while I'm fucking looking for shit, would you?
Well, she's looking for something, so I'll talk.
Oh, here
about
we go. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay, so these are the bands that are going to be competing this Saturday, May 26th, at the Five Star Bar. Show starts early. I think it starts. So 7:30 p.m. It probably starts around 8 because there's like 6 bands. Probably gonna start about 8.
8:30
maybe, because it's round 2 semifinals, and there's 6 bands playing, and they each get like 30 minutes, so you got to figure and set it in between. So yeah, so get on down there about 7:30. Grab a drink. They just have like beer and wine, but still they have a lot of big selection of different beers, both bottled and on tap. So check that out. Come on down, like I said, Five Star Bar, 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California 90012. Come on down, hang out with Jenny and JJ from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, as well as Jenny on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 iHeart Radio, as well as Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. We are official sponsors and on the poster. Go check it out. Acropolis Music Group, Youngblood Productions. You'll see Get Real Global Entertainment on there, Rock Rage Radio, as well as LA Talk Radio. So we're putting these bitches on the map. I'm just kidding. They were already on the map.
They've been on the map.
We're just trying to help them to get more on the map. So this is the Battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. The bands are Hello Human, Victory Kid, which we were there the night that we voted for Victory Kid, actually. A Page Unturned. They were really good. On the Run was really good. Jabbermouth was excellent.
Yeah.
And Beyond Retaliation.
Ooh.
So Victory Kid's going to be on our show June 6th. So check us out June 6th. Weeks. Yeah, June 6th. So Wednesday, June 6th, Victory Kid will be on our show. I'm also trying to book Jabbermouth.
Okay.
And some of these other bands were really good, too. Which is, these were specific ones that I really loved and really wanted on the show. But like I said, go check it out. Sunday, May 27th, Characters Bar. Characters Bar, 276 East First Street in Pomona, California, 91766. So go check out Characters Bar in Pomona. Two of the bands that have gone on are Anxiety and Satanic Johnny.
Okay.
More bands to be announced. So that's some... okay, cool. Well, Anxious Annie sent me some of their music. I like it. We love that stuff. And we have a lot of other shows coming up all over the area. Let's see. Friday, June 1st at the Garden Amp. Garden Amp. What's that? Garden Amp. The Locker Room. Oh, the Garden Amphitheater. The Locker Room, located inside the Garden Amphitheater on Friday, June 1st, will be round two semifinals for Battle for Vans Warped Tour 2018. There's going to be She Monster, Going Under, The Rock Project. It's hard to read here. The Rock Project, yeah. Midnight Escape Artists and Cutting Rhythm. So, and more bands to be announced, but those are the, fuck it, that's five already, Jesus. Okay, so five, that's five bands right there. And then Saturday, June 2nd, also at the Locker Room inside of the Garden Amphitheater, will be Pushing Veronica. I love it. Some of the names of these fucking bands are so awesome.
Yeah.
Pushing Veronica. Okay. Anyway, we're out of here for another week. We will be back next week. Who was the fucking guest? May 30th. Oh! B-Rat will be back. Our rapper friend B-Rat. He has a new song that he's going to worldwide premiere on Jenny's Real Talk on the Rock. So come on, check out B-Rat. And our buddy Dave Navarro. Our buddy, the other Dave Navarro, will be here. That was my first co-host on the show. He will be in here as a guest co-host.
Right.
So we are going to be blessed with his presence. So come and check us out next week, May 30th, for Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio.
Yay.
We will be back next week with our buddies.
Thank you.
Brett and David.
Thank you for watching.
Bye. We'll be next Come week. Again. Come check us Gotta out go. This See Saturday. Five Star Bar, downtown LA. Bye-bye.
30 Main.
Bye. 30 Main. Bye-bye.